I'll have a blue Christmas without Belen.
This is from the worst duets of Christmas ever. Horrible selling CD.
It's blue, and what do you know? It is a Tree Time Trend Tuesday, and we're going to hear all about the latest Christmas decorating trends with Tree Time's Lori Kane, who's on the line with us. Lori, how are you?
Great, Wendy. How are you doing?
I've got the blues.
Oh. But in a good way. Explain.
Coming, honey.
In a good way. Now, Lori Kane, of course, owner and operator at Tree Time Christmas Creations. And you can go to Tree Time now, and you better get there soon to get your Christmas tree, the most beautiful artificial Christmas trees in all the land. And in fact, we're giving you the chance to win a $200 Tree Time shopping spree so you can update your holiday decor with your favorite trend. You can enter online at WGNradio.com/contest. And Lori, in the studio with us today, we have Melissa Muehlfeld, owner of Avery Graham Interiors. And Lori, you and Melissa can discuss the big trend. It's blue, isn't it, Lori?
Yes. So I'm guessing that Melissa will agree with me here that blue is really hot for home interiors. And a lot of times what's hot for home interiors eventually, maybe a little bit slower, but it comes to Christmas because people want to coordinate their interior look and decor with their Christmas trees. So
now there aren't blue Christmas trees, are there?
Oh, I think there probably are Christmas trees of every color. We don't have blue Christmas trees, but I guess we did. We had a flocked over blue one. So yes, there definitely are even blue Christmas trees.
Now, Melissa, blue is a very warm color. It's a calming color. Why do people like blue so much?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'd probably describe blue as a cool color. Just because
that's
of
why
the
I'm not a designer.
The nature of blue itself. But I think people like it for a few different reasons. First, I think it has a really strong history with safety and nobility and religion. If you think of back in Christian history, you know, the paintings of the Virgin Mary around this time of year with Christmas and the blue robe. You think of police officers and the blue uniform or the navy. But I think the other big part of it is nature. But you think of just the earth around us and blue with the calming
the sea,
and the sea,
right?
And the sky.
Yeah.
What are you, a seaman?
I am, as a matter of fact, Wendy. Yes.
But yeah, I think, you know, people are constantly trying to bring nature into their homes, and I think blue is a really great way to do it.
Yeah.
And Lori, so what you can do to incorporate blue into your holiday look is add some of those, I always forget what they're called.
Ornaments.
No, sprigs. What do you, picks?
Oh, we call them picks, yes. Yeah. So what we're kind of featuring this year and what we're recommending is a lot of times people don't want to redo all of their Christmas decor. You know, they say, I've got a lot of stuff existing. So we're saying just add a couple of, we have these beautiful blue floral picks or these blue kind of natural looking berries. So just add a few of those, and we've added them to like kind of a winter white and some grays or a few areas of blue ribbon, and just have touches of blue. So it'll then kind of give you that, like how Melissa's talking about, that calming feel, and it'll tie in with maybe your pillows or your sofa or other things in your house.
Melissa, can you overdo the blue?
Well, I guess it depends on your opinion. I love a beautiful small space in a really deep blue. I think it's just so rich and cozy in a den or in a small powder room. I think that in a larger space with a lighter color of blue, you can really make it feel very spa-like. So I think you probably can overdo blue, but I think blue you know, has so many positive attributes that it's kind of hard to do that.
When you go with a color like this, do you want to keep it one shade or do you want to vary the shades? How do you want to play that?
So I think it depends. I think that if you're going to do blue and you want to have a more modern look, varying the shades is a nice way to do it, because you can take no pattern, but just different shades of blue to kind of create some variety in the look. I think if you have a more traditional space and you want to mix blue and white together in a pattern, or blues and oranges, blues and reds at Christmas, I think that works really well together as well.
And Lori, you mentioned the blue and gray and off-white, and I'm envisioning that, and that's really beautiful. I've been really loving the deep blue velvet tree skirts, and that's something that can really change the whole look of your tree.
Yeah, we have a beautiful deep blue velvet tree skirt that we love, and it just gives it a sophistication and a richness. It really does just give you, it can just update your tree with just a tree skirt and maybe some simple ribbon, and you've got kind of a whole new look.
We put up our Tree Time tree over the weekend, and my wife has never done this before, Lori, but she put a red ribbon all around the tree, and what it did is it brings out the red and all the ornaments, even things around the tree, pillows and stuff. It makes the colors jump more. Same thing could happen with blue, right?
Absolutely.
Right. So that ribbon, it just creates a focal point. And also, too, if you take, like, blue ribbon and you add it throughout the tree, it brings a unity to the tree. A lot of times people say, I have a lot of different ornaments, you know, and ornaments I've collected, and they don't look like, they don't have a unified look at all. So by taking a common element and kind of spacing it, like your red maybe throughout the tree, it just brings everything together and really draws the eye in and makes it look beautiful.
Lori Kane, of course, owner at Tree Time Christmas Creations at 22102 North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. What are your hours? Because people have got to get there now since Thanksgiving is over with. This is when crunch time is. Everybody starts decorating. What are your hours now?
Our hours are on weekdays, 10 to 6, and on weekends, 10 to 5, so we're open 7 days a week. And I believe the last Thursday in November, I think we have one or more of those, we're open till 8. So Thursdays in November, we were open until 8.
And treetime.com, you can find out directions and everything you need to know. And there are so many different things to choose from. Melissa Muhlfeld, owner of Avery Graham Interiors. First of all, where is Avery Graham Interiors?
Well, Avery Graham Interiors is my own business. We're located in Lincoln Park in Chicago.
Do you have a website?
We do, www.averygrahaminteriors.com.
And Lori mentioned putting the picks in the trees or a blue ribbon on a wreath or adding that to your tree. What are other parts of your house that you can decorate for Christmas? You have the mantle, you have the tree. What else can you do?
I think the mantle and the tree, of course. I think if you have a stairway, a banister is a beautiful place to add a garland, maybe with one of those navy blue velvet ribbons or adding some gold in there. That's a great way to do it. I also think an overlooked space is the bathroom. You know, we always put flowers in the bathroom, but adding something for the holidays, you know, a small pine type tree with a navy ribbon or an accent that's carrying through your house. I think that's another good place to add.
Wendy's got a tree in her bathroom.
I do, but it's just one of those little silver ones. And you know what? I'm going to put a little navy blue velvet or midnight blue. I'm doing that this year. I'm going to incorporate blue into my Christmas.
There you go.
Excellent, Lori.
How about some Selsun blue in there, Wendy? Wouldn't that be nice? I think they make ornaments.
Lori, thank you so much. It's nice to keep up to date on all these trends that are going on. It is a Tree Time Trend Tuesday with Lori Kane. Go to treetime.com. Lori, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, guys. Nice to talk to you.
And Melissa Muhlfeld, what else do we need to know about decorating for the holidays?
Well, I think that one great thing about the holidays is, like Lori was saying, you really can just work with what you already have. Adding in the seasonal greens and some beautiful poinsettias or other flowers to bring in some red along with the blue you might already have in your home, I think that goes a long way. I don't think you have to go out and spend a lot of money, you know, with anything too specialized. I think part of it is just having the scent.
Sure.
And feeling festive.
You know, I feel bad because I admitted off the air that not one of my walls in the house is blue. Mm-hmm. I don't really like blue to decorate. Mm-hmm. But the more I think about it, for accent colors and thinking of that midnight blue, that is really rich and beautiful.
I think it's really beautiful. It's really beautiful with how we were talking about some of the grays that are out. And we're transitioning into some warmer colors, some of the beiges and sort of grays, a combination of beige and gray. You know, the blue consistently, it holds with that transition as well. And then into spring, you can use it, you know, with whites and yellows and bright oranges.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really is very versatile.
All right. Well, don't forget, we're giving you the chance to win a $200 Tree Time shopping spree so you can update your holiday decor with your favorite trend. Perhaps you're big on blue. You can enter online at WGNradio.com/contests. And you can reach Melissa Muhlfeld at Avery Graham Interiors, averygrahaminteriors.com.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.